Budget Aurora Hunting in Tromsø, Norway, Raw Diary. Budget Aurora Hunting in Tromsø starts here, on a wooden bench outside the Arctic Cathedral, watching frost creep across the aluminum railing while my fingers stiffen inside cheap gloves. The temperature reads -9. My breath freezes on the collar of my jacket. There is ice in the wind, and it carries the smell of salt off the Tromsøysundet straight below. I got here on a Norwegian air shuttle flight that landed after dark. Dark comes early this far north. That is the whole point of being here. The plan today was simple. It did not stay simple. The main bus line running out toward the mainland was under maintenance. No warning. Just a paper sign taped to the shelter glass. So I rerouted through the suburbs on foot and on a replacement service that took twice as long. It turned out to be the better lesson. You see the real building stock out there. Not the postcard center. The Sami were here long before the harbor town grew. This coast belonged to them. Reindeer herding, fishing, the whole rhythm of it shaped by cold that never really lets go. Their old dwellings, the turf structures, worked because earth insulates. Thick walls of soil and grass over a timber frame hold heat better than anything imported. Practical, not decorative. You learn that fast when you feel the wind here. Modern Tromsø keeps the same logic. Every cabin I pass today sits on stilts or a raised base. That keeps the timber off frozen ground and stops rot. Walls are double-layered, packed with insulation. Windows stay small on the weather side. Roofs pitch steep so snow slides off before the weight cracks the beams. Nothing is done for looks. Cold dictates the shape of everything. The suburb houses wore deep red and ochre paint, a pigment tradition that came from cheap iron oxide byproduct. It also seals the wood. Function again. I stopped counting how many woodpiles I saw stacked against south walls, split and drying. My rented room costs a fraction of the half-board hotels down by the quay. No breakfast buffet. Just a radiator that works and a window facing north. That north-facing window is why I chose it. Tonight I wait. The cold is already inside my boots. Start with budget Aurora hunting on Sami ground. The cold hit me the second I stepped off the plane. Not a metaphor. A physical slap. -14, and the air tasted metallic. I came here for budget Aurora hunting, but the first thing that grabbed me was the ground itself. This is Sápmi. Sami land. People survived here for thousands of years before anyone strung fairy lights along the harbor. The snow squeaked underfoot, a dry high-pitched sound you only get below -10. I pulled my hood tight and started walking toward the old settlement remains, where survival architecture actually meant survival. Trace how the Sami built against the cold. The Sami didn't fight the cold. They used it. Their traditional dwelling, the Godi, packed earth and peat over a curved frame. The earth held heat from a central fire and blocked the wind that comes screaming down off the fells. I stood near a reconstructed one and pressed my palm against the packed surface. Solid. Dense. No draft. Compare that to modern glass boxes and you understand why these people lasted here. At Tromsø Museum you can see the actual tools, the reindeer hide clothing layered fur out and fur in, and the storage caches built on high posts to keep food away from animals. The staff there talk about Sami history without turning it into a theme park. That matters. Budget Aurora hunting means nothing if you don't understand whose sky you're standing under. Compare the value against Alta's crowds. Here's the honest part. A lot of travelers push north to Alta for the Sami culture and the Aurora record. It's real, and it's good. But it's also more remote, harder to reach on a tight budget, and the logistics eat your days. Tromsø gives you the same latitude advantage for Aurora, a proper university town with actual services, and Sami heritage sites you can reach without renting. A car. Why choose this? Numbers. Flights land here daily. Alta's connections are thinner and pricier. For budget Aurora hunting, Fewer transfers means more nights actually watching the sky instead of sitting in transit. The city sits at 69 degrees north, squarely inside the auroral oval, giving you a statistically high chance of a clear sky show between September and March. Insider tip 1, skip the guided aurora tours that run 1,200 to 1,500 Norwegian kroner per person. Take local bus 42 toward Kvaløya, get off past the light pollution, and hunt for free. You save the equivalent of two nights lodging. Book smart and eat like a local. I stayed at Smart Hotel Tromsø. Real place, central, and I paid 790 Norwegian kroner a night in a compact single. The room was tight but warm, and the reception staff actually helped me plan bus routes without upselling anything. That's rare hospitality this far north. Compare that to the half-board deals at the waterfront hotels charging 2,400 Norwegian kroner with a buffet you won't finish. I ate for a third of that. Fish soup at the harbor, a bag of dried reindeer meat from a grocery in Storgata, and flatbread. The reindeer was salty, chewy, faintly smoky, and it kept me full through a 5-hour cold watch better than any buffet. Insider tip 2, the Coop and Rema 1000 supermarkets close early, around 2300 hours, and Sunday hours are brutal. Stock up Saturday or you'll go hungry during peak budget aurora hunting hours. Plan the 3-day cold survival route. My itinerary was simple. 3 days. Day 1, museum, Sami history, orientation. Day 2, polar music to understand how northern people survived polar winters, then a night hunt on the island. Day 3, repeat the hunt with better positioning. The insulated timber cabins the coastal fishermen used told the same story as the Godi. Thick walls, small footprints, heat trapped and defended. Every construction choice here answers one question, how do you not freeze? My hands went numb through 2 layers standing still, and I finally understood why these old builders obsessed over blocking every gap. Insider tip 3, buy proper wool base layers before you arrive. Local outdoor shops charge 40% more than mainland prices. This hidden cost catches every first-timer. The aurora came on the second night. Green, faint at first, then a broad arc across the north. I stood on frozen ground the Sami crossed for millennia, feet aching, breath freezing on my collar. Budget aurora hunting isn't about comfort. It's about standing still long enough, in the right cold place, understanding who was here first. Final entry, what the cold built the wind off the harbor cut straight through my jacket. My DSLR body feels like a block of ice against my palm. I spent the day walking through Storgata, reading the bones of this place. The old settlements here weren't built for beauty. They were built to survive. Every construction choice fought the dark and the freeze. Thick earth-packed roofs. Low structures that hunkered against the storms. The indigenous builders knew what they were doing long before anyone imported concrete. Heat is life up here. Waste it, and you die. I talked to an old man near Skansen, the oldest surviving fortification in the city. He explained how families stacked provisions for the endless winter. No shops. No delivery. Just planning or starvation. That practical logic still shapes budget aurora hunting today. You prepare, or the cold ends your night early. Here's the hidden cost I learned. Renting proper thermal boots costs 350 Norwegian kroner a day at the local outfitters near Kirkegata. I balked. Then I stood outside for 2 hours with numb feet and understood. My cheap street-bought socks were a false economy. The gear rental isn't a luxury. It's the difference between 3 usable hours and 30 freezing minutes. Budget aurora hunting is really a math problem. Warmth versus time. Money versus patience. The architecture taught me that lesson faster than any guide could. Practical impact today, I stopped fighting the cold and started respecting it. Layered smarter. Shot longer. Tomorrow I head to the Prestvinet Lake area on the island's high ground. Elevated, open, away from the streetlights of the center. If the sky clears, that's my vantage point. Higher up, darker skies, better odds. The freeze wins every argument here. I'm just learning to negotiate.